We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And I'd like to introduce you to somebody who's been a regular guy on this program, and that's our dear Andrew Latimer, who is the managing partner of the office here in Connecticut. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Ray? Everyone healthy?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay. They got, word today of a new virus developing in China, so there's that. That'll be great. So that'll be fun. But part of what we're talking about here is because of that, not the new next one, if there is one, but this one. And it's caused delays in taxes and other things. Andrew, anything we need to know? And I guess tax day is coming up to the middle of July, correct?
Right. They moved the April 15th deadline for C corporations and individuals now to July 15th. So it's been quite the extended busy season for us accountants.
Now, okay, normally when you this is not the same as filing for an extension, all right? This was, given by God, so to speak.
Correct.
But the thing is, normally there are penalties. There may be some interest accrued if you owe money. That may not be the case here?
That's right. They're using this July 15th. They gave you the extension to July 15th to pay as well as file. So if you look at July 15th, it really is acting the same as the April 15th. So there shouldn't be any penalties or interest for when you pay in July 15th, as well as the estimated payments that were due in April and June actually got pushed back to July 15th. So you're gonna have some people that are probably gonna owe a larger amount than usual because they're not only going to be paying for their extension.
Yeah, we're looking back.
Extension, as well as their estimated payments.
Oh my! And I mean, think now this would be for the subchapter C's.
Correct. It's the C corporations and the individuals. The S corporations and partnerships have already been extended because their due date was March 15th. So they've been extended to September 15th.
Wow. Anything, any strings attached to that one?
No strings attached to that one. I think most people, if you remember, the state kind of shut down around March 18th, I think it was. So a lot of people had gotten their extensions done for the S corps and partnerships. So those probably were getting done now. I mean, some of the issues were with the whole PPP program. A lot of the partnerships and S corporations were going through that, so they may not have gotten their returns done during that extended period yet, but they still have till September 15th, so not a big deal.
Andrew Latimer is with us from Bloom Shapiro. So if you got the PPP, there were certain conditions to that, in that you couldn't lay people off, so on and so forth. Is that ultimately down the road going to create problems for some companies?
I don't think, I guess it depends on how you handle it. Talking to a lot of the businesses that we know that got the money, one of the things was they had to use it within 8 weeks. There were some companies that were worried about using all that money within the 8 weeks, but that did get extended to 24 weeks. The 8 weeks is probably pretty close to coming up. So if they didn't use it, they can actually elect to go out to 24 weeks, which may help them use all that money and get the loan forgiven.
Do you have to, Andrew, if you are in that situation where, 8 weeks, nice to have, but, I can't really spend it all, which would be a wonderful situation to be in, I suppose. So now you have more time. Do you have to notify anybody if you are going to go for that 24?
No, it's just going to be on your loan forgiveness application. You're going to talk about whether you're going to use the 8 or the 24 weeks.
Do you know how busy this is going to keep you?
It already has.
Welcome. Every day is tax day. Welcome. Well, actually, probably for you guys, it probably is. A couple other things that are into this. By the way, do you have to report anything if you got PP money when you file your corporate tax, if you are a company? Does that have to be acknowledged there, or is that just go ahead.
As of right now, when you file your tax return, you'll show the money coming in, and right now the way the way it is that the expenses associated with that money will not be deductible. But you know, that is something that Congress is working on. But so you will actually show it on your tax return as expenses that were not deductible for you.
I better get a hold of Bloom Shapiro, is my guess.
Right.
Or if you have another account, that's fine. Right. As long as you get somebody who knows what they're doing, you're fine. Because
there were other things like during the CARES Act, some of
yes,
the things
please.
To think about. You know, as we come up to the July 15th deadline for the C corporations, you know, there are a few things that helped C corporations that might take a little bit of planning. So, you know, one of the things they talked about was net operating losses now can be carried back 5 years. Oh, so, you know, that wasn't allowed before. You had to carry it forward. So for 18, 19, and even 20 looking forward, you can take those losses and carry them back 5 years. And there's some planning here because in 2018, if you had a loss and you didn't think you could carry it back, well, now you'd be able to carry it back, but you also have to remember that for 2019, if you did have income, you may not have as much loss to be carried forward.
Okay, and so you've got that. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the. You know, when I'm talking to you, Andrew, I always learn things. What's the EBITDA? Like besides connected to Argentina, what's the EBITDA?
So there was a. There's also another provision under 163J that talked about an interest limitation of 30% of EBITDA. It's actually EBITDA. It's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Okay. And that was at 30%, but for C corporations, they actually moved it to 50% so that you could use more of your interest during the year. So that's another thing that changed for C corporations and may actually help them offset more income.
And as long as we're you know, fooling around with acronyms, what's QIP, like Qualified Improvement Property? What's that?
You got it. So that's Qualified Improvement Property. And, you know, I guess the biggest thing to look at is if you have a building and you make some improvements to that to the property there.
Right.
In the past, it would be depreciated over 39 years. It's now... with the CARES Act, they said that qualified improvement property could actually be depreciated over 15 years. So you're going from 39 years depreciation to 15, which also allows you to take bonus depreciation, because bonus depreciation can only be taken on property that was placed in service with a tax life of
right.
less than 20 years. So by going from 39 to 15, you're now able to accelerate that depreciation, and again, helping to offset income
Good
today
God.
Versus future years.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder, we're going to talk to somebody later on this morning about the real estate market. And as more companies are having people work at home, they're kind of saying, do I really need that wonderful 19th floor, you know, office space when I can just work at home? Yeah, commercial real estate is going to be rough, and especially for those who are, you know, running small businesses and such. Some of you guys may, depressing. Some of you may not be back, but I'm sure we'll probably be talking about that, Andrew. What,
yep,
as far as this 15th for the individual, July 15th, if you file an extension, then if you find that you're owing money, you have to at least pay a sizable amount that you owe, correct?
Correct. So it's an extension to file, not to pay. So you can still... you can still extend until October 15th, which is the normal extended due date.
Right.
It's just that now you'll have to pay July 15th for what you think you might owe in October.
I just think you're going to be really busy here over the next, 10 years, Andrew.
That's right.
I'll
be finally getting out of it, hopefully, in November.
Well, let's hope so. Andrew Latimer is, of course, the managing partner of Bloom Shapiro in West Hartford. By the way, there's a lot of information in this particular talk we had. So if you go to WTIC.com, you can actually do a replay on it. Basically, you know, roll back and roll through it again, and then you can take notes. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. Stay healthy.
I'm going to try.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.